Responsive call to worship. Tonight, old dreams die and new dreams come to life. Hope gives way to joy and prayer to proclamation.
Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace.
The candles will tell the story. Dawn invades midnight.
The light of the world has come.
This light is a light for all, warming us from within, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God embodied in humanity, within us and among us, now and always.
God with us, in every place and every face, Emmanuel has come to change our world. Emmanuel has come to change us.
The good news is for us. Good news for all the world.
Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace, goodwill to all. Amen. You may be seated. Merry Christmas! Welcome this evening. It already feels like midnight outside. It's dark, but soon we will light up the night. For this is truly a special night. It's special because we gather with friends. We gather here as family. But there's something more than even friends and family on a night like this. Something almost magical. Better yet, mystical. Something that only occurs when we take the time to look, to listen, to experience. Week after week of Advent, we've waited, prepared ourselves, we have paused, if only for an hour a week, to let the world outside buzz and blur around us, but we've gathered to quiet our minds and open our hearts. And so too we pause this night to recognize the dark places in our world and in ourselves, and instead intentionally reflect on how we could enlighten the world, our minds, our hearts, with hope, peace, joy, and love. All that so that we are fully ready to accept this moment, to celebrate a miracle 2,000 years old, and yet fresh and new this night. So we welcome you to a service of ancient scripture and traditional carols, to prayer and reflection, to light and darkness. We're going to end our service by candlelight, and so we will invite you at that time to walk while singing. I know this is really complicated for many of us, but we can do it, and we're going to stand together singing and process out with one another. I'll lead us, and then you'll all just follow row by row. And when you get back through the narthex, you'll be handed a candle. And then we'll be asking you to walk out into the sidewalk, maybe even in the grass if you can handle that, where you'll be given the light of Christ. We're going to share that light. Someone is going to light your candle, and then you'll be invited to share that light without losing your light and ignite the light in someone else. So into the silent night we shall go, carrying the light of the Christ with us. And together, we will light up the night. But for now, we'll begin at the beginning. Come, O faithful people, come.
Let's sing our invocation for the Advent candle. Shine, Advent candle, shine.
Come, O come, Emmanuel, change our darkness into light. Come, O Prince of Peace, light the flame of Christ tonight. Shine, Advent candle, shine, Advent candle, shine. Life may do. Come, O come, O Prince of Peace, we prepare our hearts for you. Shine, Advent candle, shine, Advent candle, shine, Advent candle, candle, shine, candle, shine.
The poet Anne Weems wrote, "What I'd really like to give you for Christmas is a star. Brilliance in a package. Something you could keep in the pocket of your jeans or in the pocket of your being."
We've come tonight for the light, for the shining candles and the smiles on the young faces and the brilliance of tears on the neighbor's cheek. But remember the words of the psalmist. Give to the Lord, all families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts, enter his courtyards. Bow down to the Lord in his holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth.
On this Christmas Eve, we tremble at the wonder we remember together. God entered our world in the body of a poor child, born on a dark night in a chilly stable, with only a manger for his bed. God entered the world and took on human form to show us how to live in hope, peace, joy, and love.
Whatever we face in life, we put our hope in God. We light again the candle of hope.
Whatever we face in life, God's spirit of peace dwells within us. We light again the candle of peace.
Whatever we face in life, God makes joy possible. We light the candle of joy.
Whatever we face in life, God's steadfast love surrounds us. We light again the candle of love. When we light the Christ candle, we remember the star above the stable. We celebrate the light coming into the darkness. Together, glory to God in the highest. We give thanks for the brilliance of stars. We give thanks for the birth of Jesus Christ, God with us. Amen.
Please join us in the Christ candle.
The Christ candle's light that shines for us here tells out the good news that God has come near. God came a poor baby in one time and place to show all creation the wealth of God's grace.
On this holy night, we think about those who are in our midst, in our hearts, and recognize that there are people hurting just beyond these walls, right in our own community. People grieving, people worrying, and people loving. And so we connect this night with one another inside God's sanctuary here, and we connect beyond into our community, further still throughout our state and our country and all across the world. Let us pray. Holy One, may we celebrate Christmas tonight in the spirit of Jesus, the one who came to us from the very heart of God, sharing with us your love. Let us celebrate you, Holy One, celebrating your entrance into our lives as you entered the world through the life of Jesus, the babe born into the night, the man who brought light into our world. Radiant One, May your love be reborn in our hearts this very night. May we know you and love you. May we know and love your creation, just as the one we celebrate did. For the Christ child lives when we give Christ life in us. So shine, shine in us, in all of the dark places of the world, in our very selves. Whenever hope seems lost and peace a far-off dream, where joy is just out of reach and even love seems unbelievable, may we find that spark, your divine spark igniting in us the hope that embodies the peace, that overflows with joy, that lives in love. And may we shine with the light of the Christ this Christmas and every day that shall come after. In the name of the baby, we pray. Amen. And so it is that we continue our prayer as we give in this season of giving, recognizing that always we are in connection with one another and in connection with our God. And so we give this evening for community, for Christ alive in us and in one another. Let us give this Christmas.
Little disclaimer, I don't know the song about bleak midwinter that's in the bulletin. I'm playing a different song, so I hope nobody got too excited about that one. I don't know that song. It's a Christmas surprise.
It came upon.
Thank you.
And now we invite you back into the story, into the scripture where it all began, beginning with the Hebrew scripture of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Thou hast multiplied a nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as those who rejoice when they divide a spoil. For the yoke of God's burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of the oppressor, thou hast been broken as on the day of Midian. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
We're blessed tonight to have Christina and Elena sing O Holy Night for us. And they're going to sing the first two verses, and then you are all welcome to join in on the final chorus of Fall on Your Knees.
Attends ta délivrance.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he'll be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called Son of God. And now your relative in her old age has also conceived a son. And in this sixth month, for her who is said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Please join me in singing Emmanuel.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us." Mm-hmm.
child that you deliver would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand?
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
Please join me to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Little town of Bethlehem, how still we see you lie above your deep and dreamless sleep. The silence does go by, yet in your dark street shines forth the everlasting light.
you can actually stay standing. And we'll hear this scripture together. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Away in a manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
now. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest of heavens and on earth. Peace."
Please join me with "Angels We Have Heard on High" and "Hark the Angels Sing."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Thank you.
2,000 years broke forth the light. What was it like that night? Was it, as they say, a stable damp and dark, only a trough for its head to lay? Was it home in Nazareth, the midwife there to guide, the baby birthed the usual way? What was it like that night, that day? Cosmic? Universal? Who can say? Why only shepherds heard the news, huddled with their sheep, the only ones who dared to care, the only not asleep? Or did the neighbors wake to hear? Her pain cried out distinct and clear. The laboring groaning, the deep guttural breaths, and then the infant's cry at last. He's here. She sighed that sigh, let go of fear. For every mother paces, and every mother groans, and every baby's perfect, a miraculous gift of love. Where was he born? In Bethlehem or Nazareth? Or was it down in Cairo or up the road to Damascus? Was it South America or maybe Southside Chicago? Who can say? Who can know? From her breast she would sustain him. Ever so quietly the world would stop and love alone would flow. And his first word, what would it be? Ima? Mama? Abba? Papa? His native tongue? English, of course. Oh, tal vez fue que the godchild spoke in Espanol? Ay, un idioma del Dios? What language does God speak? She beamed upon his shining face, and when the day would come and his lips would curl, in what language did he smile? His skin olive or shaded dark, his hair curled and thick, or was it light and wispy? We don't know which. All babies' eyes come blue. What colors would it change? And she would hover just to see the transformation that would come. Deep pools of knowing she'd gaze into and see herself, her husband too. And deeper still, she'd see me. And even too, she'd see you. He is ancient, yet birthed anew. And if we listen, we might hear the cries of the baby birthed somewhere near. Across the ocean, wind blew, and there in Bangkok, a baby grew. Was he born in a stable? Was he born in a home? Was he born in a hospital just down the street? He was born. He is known. Again and again it happens. We cannot own him, yet he is ours. What shade is his skin, the color of his eyes, his language yours, his language mine? 2,000 years broke forth the light. A baby's born. He's born tonight. And we don't really know fully if the story's true. We won't until we look within, because this ancient story has its place in history, and each tries to claim him. But the truth about the Christ child is that he wasn't just born that night to a Jewish family in Palestine. He was born to the world. The place is not unimportant. The details matter. But even as we ponder his birth, his family, his ethnicity, his story, we are reminded that though we cannot own it, it is ours. It must be. We will make it true. Otherwise, Christmas is just a frantic blur trying to get everything done, a competition, a race to the finish line, one that I'm failing, by the way. But Christmas is not about winning or failing. It's not about baking cookies, giving all the presents, or getting all the presents, as I remind my daughter. It's not about the big tree and the lights on the house. It's not about getting the Christmas cards out. It's about a baby being born. A baby born once a long time ago. But it's not just about a baby born once a long time ago in a faraway place to a culture and nationality that's not our own. He's born to us, to humanity. A miracle unlike any other. A miracle just like every other, because he's our baby. But he's not only our baby. We get to see him through our own lens, but we're asked to see him through others' lens as well. He's all of this, and he is more. No culture can hold him, no language describe him, no gender encapsulate him. No thing can contain him. And yet everything, everything contains him. He is black and he is brown. He is olive and he is fair. And so, yes, he is born. He is known. Again and again it happens. We cannot own him, yet he is ours. What shade is his skin, the color of his eyes? His language yours, his language mine. 2,000 years broke forth the light. A baby's born. He's born tonight. Amen.
Children see him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair. Some children see children see him dark as they. children in each different place. We'll see the baby Jesus' face, like theirs but bright with heavenly grace and filled with holy light. Oh, lay aside each earthly thing, and with thy heart as offering, come worship now the infant King. Tis love that's born to
everybody.
Silent night.